This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Levi's Stadium is going to be the site out there in California, in Santa Clara, just south of San Francisco. The 49ers getting ready to host the Green Bay Packers. Both teams dispensing of their opponents. The Minnesota Vikings fall out in Santa Clara. Meanwhile, the Seattle Seahawks fall at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. We now head out to San Francisco. Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game out there joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Damon, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Bill, I begin on my hands and knees. 1,000 apologies for not being able to join you at our scheduled time.
No, that's okay.
I have a five-month-old producer who insists I only do interviews at the top of the hour, not the bottom of the hour. So there it is. So sorry. Great to be on with you again. Yeah, here we are in the NFC title game. The last time we talked, I don't know if we really thought either team was going to be getting there. Here we are.
Do you? Is there an Achilles heel to this 49ers team?
An Achilles heel? Like, wound them there and they're dead, done for, over and done? I don't know if it's that simple, because they got a lot of functioning pieces, and it takes more than one piece. Obviously, you start a quarterback. If Garoppolo were to fall, you would think that they would be in quite a bit of trouble. However, they just ran the ball 47 times against the Minnesota Vikings with great effect. And, you know, if you're telling me that C.J. Beathard had to come on in and get you through it, or you know, Nick Mullins, I could it happen? Yeah. So if it's Achilles heel, you know, injury X means you're dead. I don't think there is that. How about this? The Achilles heel is if Kyle Shanahan forgets his keys and can't get into Levi's Stadium that day. That would be the Achilles heel.
So the first time these two teams met, look, the Packers turned the ball over. They just looked completely out of their league. They looked out-coached. I don't expect that again, but to me, and the one thing is, I thought the Packers were just physically beat up in that game. And all the Packers say, no, we didn't get beat up. We just basically, to a man, we had a lot of miscommunication, and they did a lot of things we didn't see coming, and they beat us. But I think it. Do you think it comes down to communication, or do you think that this 49ers team can physically impose their will on this Packers team?
They certainly did last time. They're healthier. They're well-rested. Back in round one, the Packers were coming off a bye week. Now you got a short week, and you're facing a better team at home for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Look, I grew up a Chicago Bears fan, Bill, so I have all the respect in the world for Aaron Rodgers. I know that he can put on the Superman cape and do things that make an average team much better than average that day. If he's got this one in him, my God. I mean, this will be the greatest game Aaron Rodgers has kind of ever won if he wins it. And I think it's a slim shot, because the 49ers reduced him to the worst afternoon he's ever had on a professional football field the last time around. And again, off a bye week. And this time around, the Niners are better and healthier than they were that last time around. The front four is back. Bosa, Armstead, Buckner, and a healthy D Ford could make a very long afternoon for Aaron Rodgers. If he overcomes this, and Richard Sherman, who I know we got into a little bit of an argument about the last time we talked, who, you know, first team all pro. I mean, yep. Second, yep. Whatever it was. They had a monster year. I like the Niners by two scores in this game. I do. And if Aaron Rodgers wins this game, it will be a Superman effort, and it will come up probably in the first paragraph of his obituary. I mean, like, that's, I think, the kind of situation he's up against. This screams Niners going to the Super Bowl to me.
I was just going to say, there has to, obviously there's a level of confidence out there. What they did to Minnesota, I thought, was staggering in the sense that they didn't allow Minnesota even really pick up many, you know, third down conversions. They beat up Kirk Cousins. Now the Packers, I will say, have a better offensive line. So they may be able to withstand what it is Bosa and company have to offer. But now you talk about health, their bookends are healthy. It's not just Bosa you have to account for anymore, is it?
No. And Kwon Alexander is, you know, the queen bee of a swarming, just the defense was moving as fast in that Minnesota game as they were early on in the season, where you were like leaning forward for the first time going, whoa, what are we looking at here? This is a really good 3-0 Niners team, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, when they were all fresh as a daisy, they had fresh as a daisy movement about them in that Minnesota game, and they came out of it uninjured. And I just think that the bye week that the NFC West title caught them was a key ingredient, an absolute key ingredient, if this team really did want to run all the way to Miami. And they got that key ingredient, again, by a millimeter, thanks to that great tackle up in Seattle. I think we're on a collision course with Miami because of that. That refreshed moment has energized, I think, this entire team, the entire defense. Emmanuel Sanders was a guy who hadn't had a bye week due the week that he was traded to the Niners. I think that benefited him greatly, and just well-rested and ultra-prepared. That's all I see. Well-rested and ultra-prepared against, you're right, a healthier Green Bay offensive line, for sure, but still, I think, just outmatched. I didn't think that they were going to physically manhandle Minnesota. Beyond one Stephon Diggs catch, Bill, that was about as big of a rump kicking as anyone is going to take. I mean, that was, they skinned Minnesota alive out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get into that box score to see the real dominance. And it just, you know, 7-3 and outs means you're cooking
right
defensively. Aaron Rodgers is much better than Kirk Cousins. But if you cannot establish a running game to keep the defense honest, and it's all Aaron Rodgers, and it's pin your ears back for three downs in a row every single offensive set, I just think that's the fastest way to lose to the Niners.
Yeah, I look at this, and I'd said earlier today that 21 first downs for the Niners to only 7 of the Vikings total, and they were only 2 of 12 on third down. It just, you're right. That's dominance in so many ways. And the Packers, in my opinion, don't come in with nearly as many weapons as the Vikings did. The Packers have obviously very solid run game with a two-headed monster and, you know, Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. They've got Devontae Adams, but they're just kind of trying to find guys to make plays. And Aaron Rodgers, when he has the propensity to get hit, he doesn't necessarily play extremely well. So I'm just wondering how the Packers, it's not to say they can't, but I'm wondering how the Packers are going to get over on the 49ers if the 49ers have any soft spot.
Remember, Bill, like the old Brent Musburger, Jimmy the Greek, Irv Cross checkboard? And, you know, they'd be going over, who's got the advantages?
Right.
Okay, so all the categories that a football team can have, check quarterback, and that's it for the Packers in this game. The Packers have an advantage at quarterback. Every other box, the Niners check.
Yeah, they've got, although I will say this, Garoppolo, not that he needed to, but he only threw to Samuel Bourne, Kittle, and Sanders. And Kittle, I thought, was surprising because they didn't use him nearly enough. They didn't throw to him nearly enough, but they used him as a decoy. They didn't have to.
Yeah, they didn't have to. The deception, to really understand how good any one play call Kyle Shanahan makes is, you have to look at like the two plays before it and the three plays that it's set up that comes after it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all strung together. It really is a game of checkers that this guy's playing, and that's how you have the, you know, hey, diddle, diddle, use check up the middle. No one covered him for
right
10 yards around him. I mean, Kyle springs dudes loose like you see in Conference USA versus MAC Thursday night football games. You know, that's not supposed to happen in an NFL game. You're not supposed to be open by 10 yards. And Kyle does spring guys loose like that. So, you know, I know LaFleur is very, very good, and Aaron Rodgers is just is one of the great arms this game has ever seen and known. If he does it, I mean, I give the Packers a 10% chance because of Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm,
and that's saying something. He is that good, that special, that magical. And he'll have to be all day long for four quarters without it. If he is looking at the tips of his cleats once on the sideline, game over. Game over. He's going to have to be rosy-cheeked, we're here to win, Aaron Rodgers pulling the freight train, Mr. Motivation all afternoon long. The minute he's looking at the tip of his cleats, ball game.
Talking with Damon Bruce in 95.7 The Game out in San Fran. Now, the one thing the Packers do have, they finally have themselves a pass rush. They've got a guy like Kenny Clark that can gut up the middle and really stymie a run game. Do you think that Garoppolo, if let's just say the Packers get up by a score or two early on, just lightning strikes, do you think that he can be rattled if indeed Preston and Za'Darius Smith are coming down on him all day?
Yes, you can. I don't know if Jimmy can be rattled, but Jimmy can be pressured. He does move around the pocket well. He's got a little bit more escapability than, I mean, you know, he went toe-to-toe with Drew Brees in the Voodoo Dome. Like, that day answered an awful lot of questions. I'm glad that I saw it. People need to see it, you know, to believe it. But the guy's great on third down, and to me, that's the quarterbacking down. And Jimmy has a way of pulling it out of his rear end over and over and over again. If you want to get to him, you'll go right up the middle, like you said. Ben Garland, the backup center, who's done a pretty darn good job, I think. Remember the last time he played, Joe Staley was not in that game, the starting left tackle who's back in this one. So I think it's going to be tougher to get to Jimmy than it was the last time around. So I I'm not trying to be an ingracious host or look at the game from only one way. In an unbiased, I weren't living in San Francisco. I could be calling you from Fond du Lac, and I'd be thinking this way, Bill. Really. I mean, like, it's just, the Niners have revealed themselves, I think, to be the best team remaining. And the way I was more worried about Seattle coming out here, because no one knows you better than you know, the person right. who lives in your house with you. I was worried about Seattle, and that's a mouthful. For me to say I'd rather take on anyone other than Aaron Rodgers in an NFC title game, that means the team you got that you're talking about must be really good. And I just think that, you know, if you're telling me Aaron Rodgers is going to pass the Packers into the Super Bowl, he'll have to do that over the best passing defense football scene in years. I mean, historically significant pass rush and defense. If he overcomes it, God bless him. That's why he's Aaron Rodgers.
Before I let you go, would you put just Sherman on Davante Adams everywhere he goes and leave it at that and make everybody else beat you, or would you just play your game?
It's not the formula. Richard doesn't follow any receiver. He shuts down one-third, and everyone else takes care of everything else. He'll sometimes pull over into the slot. He won't stay true, you know, corner. He will come into the slot every now and then if the matchup dictates so, but he's not going to follow anyone. And the other corner, no matter who it might be, the numbers are always going to look bad, because that's where you're going with the ball every time. Avoiding Richard Sherman is what every smart quarterback does. We'll see how much Aaron tests him.
Always great to chat, my friend. I hope I see you at Super Bowl in a certain way, but then again, on the other hand, I don't. But nevertheless, if we see each other in Miami, we'll have a great time regardless, okay?
Always great to talk with you, Bill. Thanks so much, and sorry about the audible. Again, I got a 5-month-old. 5-month-old offensive coordinator who insisted we go shotgun.
No, we're good to go. Damon, we'll talk to you later, okay?
See ya.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Damon Bruce, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. You can find him at Damon Bruce on Twitter, at Damon Bruce on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You are a car, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.